What a happy holidays time it has been recently in Oldo Town. We have really enjoyed getting out to some of the holiday events, seeing and hearing people, music, art. It's been a lot of fun. Last Thursday we enthusiastically attended the Skydiggers Christmas concert at St. Paul's. It was a wonderful night full of great music. The whole band is so talented, and so giving of their talents. The Great Hall looked and sounded fantastic, and the nearly full house was obviously thrilled to be there and enjoying every minute of the over 2-hour show. Saturday, we were back at St. Paul's again to hear the Aurelia Vocal Ensemble in its Christmas show. This really was a full house, and also featured the Aurelia Community Children's Choir, led by Julia Johnston. OVE President Fred Larson said the OVE will be entering into a partnership with the Children's Choir, something that I think will be good for everyone. Both choirs participated in a reading of Brother Heinrich's Christmas, complete with OVE member Clive Algie in costume, reading all the parts. Look the story up, it's a good one. Clive did a great job. It was a really fun afternoon out and raised over $20,000 in donations for the sharing place. Just before the OVE show, we lined up for our chance to donate money and receive a Fred's Tree ornament, from local artists and Streets Alive Productions. The donations all went to the Couchiching Conservancy, and raised nearly $2,000 for that excellent organization. We also got our photo taken by the incomparable Deb Halbot, such a nice holiday tradition and memento every year. Creative Nomad Studios made a great backdrop for this special moment. Complete with a mini Fred's tree. This week, it looks like we are finally winding down a bit from the holiday event madness of the last month. There are still several Festival of Lights drive-throughs ongoing in the area, including Hewitt's, the Oro Medant Chamber Mystical Lights Tour, featuring a horse-drawn wagon ride December 21st, and the Springwater Park Magical Lights, which goes until January 6th. I won't be writing a column next week, as I am taking a break for the holidays, so I will just highlight a couple of New Year's Eve options for you, in town. The City of Aurelia New Year's Eve Bash gets underway at 5 p.m. and there will be tons of free events including swimming, face painting, free popcorn and cotton candy, crafts, games, inflatables, and more. The big balloon drop happens at 7:30 p.m., it's all free and it's at the Aurelia Recreation Center. Couchiching Craft Brewery is having a family-friendly New Year's Eve, too, from noon to 5 p.m. free admission, chef's special shareable menu, sparkling wine flights, themed cocktails, and enjoy live music by Samantha Windover from 1 to 4 p.m. There will also be 2023 bingo and trivia. For reservations call 705-558-2337. Lake Country Grill is having a New Year's Eve party in the evening, with Even Steven. Space is limited, so email groovyfood@lakecountrygrill.com to reserve your spot. There are lots of other New Year's Eve options, so take a look around and enjoy. Just a quick reminder that your local unique shops and artists and galleries are counting on your purchases to make their year. So many special items of art and other one-of-a-kind gifts are available in our wonderful town. Shop local and make everyone's holiday magical. Have a wonderful holiday season and we will see you back here in January. Lots of fun events coming up then. And remember, if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.